I'm the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Yes, indeed. Hello, everyone. This is Parker Pathways on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org, and it's July 23rd, 2017. The second of a three-hour live program. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwagi@sbcglobal.net. We have a caller, Jeff from Idaho. Thank you for calling, Jeff.
Hi, Dr. Parker. Hey, two minutes ago you said a new reality. No, it's a new mystical belief system. And just like the last 30 minutes, I think you've given a false premise for what those guys are doing, and there's still a possibility of a water union. Like last week's call about your time being wasted by scientific mystical religiosity of a belief system, the past 155 weeks of Collins, 1 year with my mom alive and 2 years with her reflections here, would be... Einstein would have put a stamp of approval on it from last week's call. The Kevin List of 20,000 depopulation lobby, like the PETO List, would eliminate the illegal court system, and the other treason, like Mick and Sain's mafia connections to the banking deep state, depleted uranium visits to ISIS strongholds in Israel, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Northern Africa. My mom, after reading Enormous Crime and U.S. Liberty false flag attack, would be upset about the data to help Mick and Sain that I sent you last night. The 4 USC 72 10-mile square operation of the death panel in D.C. is only for domiciled political slaves of the British Empire. Your last 30 minutes, the first 30 minutes of your first hour today is Clint's book at strawmanstory.info explains a belief system of brainwashing, not a constitutional or common law system. Okay? That $80 billion from Susan... about opening Pandora's box was in July of 2016, budget-wise. More feedback tonight. The rest I have is a touchy subject, but I'm going to do it. The circuit engineering from August 1st, 2016 has twice the number of data variables as image 3256 to 3261. The seven bar graphs are the torque curve wave of machine number two. Still, that echoes the resonance work of since March 31st, 2017. The road in these notches of Unit 13, image 3667 to 3673, and image 3674 and 3675 are torque sequences and a universal equation for the still suit. Imagine image 3667 is the atomic hydrogen proton pump. The blue is the front iron signal from March 31, 2017, image 3534, red image is the noble work on the back. They tie in with the energy exchange from last week. The geoengineering and the 5G is to destroy the spine coax power. This ends phase one of the model I've had, and the touchy-feely relationship of those issues. So, in general, these guys are basically doing genocide, and they're trying to cover it up on a legal system using the 1907 code of man or any animal, okay?
That's right.
And it all comes back to the fake bankruptcy issues that Anna has brought out, and the path is to basically just, you know, the Constitution does not allow power to be transferred the way the UN thinks that it has occurred. And the District of Columbia is the only signer of that accord. So it doesn't affect the other states. What I'm saying is all the things we've talked about in the past 2 or 3 years of this fake belief system that's based on, you know, the bar attorney system of corralling people in law, and the same thing about the patent thing that you brought out earlier about Dr. Parker, about the American Invents Act. The American Invents Act is intended for corporations to be bound by, but not private people, okay? And what they've done is they put the private people into the corporate status so that the whole patent system is completely turned on its head versus the Jeffersonian system, which we're trying to get back to. So all these variables can be replaced by the concept of your water union. I mean,
yeah.
And now is the time to try and implement it.
Yeah, the American Invents Act affects every citizen in this country if you try to be at the filing date in such a way to make the new for the inter partes or the ex parte placements of the defense of the patent. A fee to the patent office for an inter partes, for instance, for challenge, I think it's $4,000. The average person, the small business, doesn't have $4,000. The thing is that in a post-grant review, is $7,000. So the thing would have to be in the first 9 months out. And if you're thinking, and somebody comes to me and wants to pay, so that I go to court, in terms of that, my fee to them is $12,000. That's just to breathe around it.
Right.
So don't say the system does not vote into the terms of the Events Act. The United Nations wanted to take that over on Monday, and they didn't get away with it because they had already done it in the other way by money. You realize that the in 2030, the United Nations, it's called the ECOSOC, ECOSOC, on the 2030 agenda, calls for the redistribution of wealth in the world. And the thing is, they're taking away from Obama. Obama was a socialist child player on this stage compared to what's going to happen. And they want to have the ultimate device of capitalism to occur formally by the end of this year. So,
I'm saying is, the paradigm you're talking about is that you're talking about the citizens in the District of Columbia are the laws those things are based on.
No, the District
this
of
the whole
Columbia
Anna
is the city council of the District of Columbia is the Congress. And the rest of the thing, and you know that. And the thing comes down to the fact that the fact is that the other states, and this affects everyone into the. In fact, we don't have states legally anymore and haven't had for at least 8 years. We're called the North American continent. And it went right over everyone's head. Everyone's head.
Well, but the whole legal system has been subterfuged for the past 100 years, and it's not a matter of them not understanding. It's a matter of deceptive legalese on the part of the UN agenda since World War II. And just like you met Gorbachev, he was at the signing.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
When he was at the signing thing in World War II.
Yeah. Listen, you and I are enlightened people in terms of the thing, and we discuss this on the air very enlightened way. I have a question for you, is the fact that, which is a good one, is because it puts us in, how is it, and this is what I'm coming to, why would a mayor's or city council all these years and set up and sign the European Covenant of Mayors in this country to take over farming, and the use of cars, the translation of low-emission and climate-resistant economy, to take over the process of the grid, and the mayors signed it. They signed
because they've
it.
Been duped into treason without knowing it because they're so stupid.
Yeah, well, of course it's stupid. Yeah, of course, I agree with you.
Yeah.
No, I'm not arguing with you. I'm saying that the fact that the termination, what's going on here, is the real world challenge in terms of who lives or dies on this earth. That's what's the challenge here.
And well, the chemtrailing is by design getting rid of the iridium, Dr. Parker, for all the issues that we've talked about over the past 4 months, to basically destroy the human body. Okay, and so it's not a matter of water's created by the sun, Dr. Parker. I mean, you know, the sun basically is the atomic hydrogen pump that if you look at some of the stuff in the past, 3 or 4 days, you know, you'll get a good understanding what the December 2015 show was about. You know, if you come back to it, you'll find essentially the proton pumps and the iron pumps in the image Children's Hospital.
That's important. Look, I want to make a clarification very damn fast. I was the one that presented the water vapor concept at the United Nations. And the whole process of it, they did not want the public to know that. And I have been taking heat every week since then in terms of this. And I'm sitting back, you know, I should not say that the listeners are not pumped up or they don't understand. Right. Or the fact of the thing. Now, I think what's happening there is the fact that people's belief system are geared into belief systems that will no longer work in terms of this whole system. And the thing you might think about it. You have the duty to die being challenged in terms of the fact of, in fact, there was a case that just came at the University of California Medical School in San Francisco, where they had the affirmative for the dude to die, and they told her a week and a half ago that particular patient, she wanted to die, had formation, she had an inoperable cancer. And they told her, the doctor said, I am uncomfortable placing you in the accommodate for your end-of-death signing document because the United Nations will not agree to it. He actually said that.
Right. Well, I think you should get a clarification from John McCain on the on that issue for the death panel since he's 80 now. You know, because the laws of D.C. are, you know, essentially oligarchical control. So by definition, he signed his own death warrant.
You got
correct?
It. Hey, you got it.
Well,
now, that's it.
I'm just telling you that.
You got it, right.
You know, this is our 3-year window of our 1 and 2 issues of all this stuff, and all these resonance things, are very near and dear to my heart on all the things we've worked on, and so I think you really have a small window of time if you want to basically get your water union.
Yeah, well, it's coming.
You got
the thing is,
a month
or
6 weeks.
Yeah, the thing is, and this expose that I talked about last week, and I'm bringing it up again, is the fact of those 80 graphs from 58 peer-reviewed scientific papers that were published in 2017 that destroys the concept of global warming as being presented to the public. Those graphs are from every nation.
Yeah, the thermometers are on cement now that have more heat storage in the daytime, and it's not dirt like it was 100 years ago, so it's completely invalid data.
They have them in parking lots and... Yeah.
I mean, it's a completely flawed model. So
I know,
what I'm saying, Dr. Parker, is all these things I'm trying to tie together for you because of the my time frames and all the other things. And all the other things that from the past couple weeks are very important for you from a patent standpoint, and the whole system needs to have the patents reversed. And, you know, the Anna's path to do that, I think, is the clearest way for doing all this stuff. And I know it's a touchy subject, but I'm basically trying to convey as much as possible. The torque curve.
Oh yeah, no, we're discussing here people's future life.
Right.
That's what we're talking about.
And here's the thing for you. Here's the important thing for you, though. Before we get off, is look at those triangular wave torque curves. Okay, those match the model, and those are frequency adjustable based on unit 13 was based on the. The Rodinese notches from 80 years ago. If you divide that by 4, that would be the operating frequency that you would you'd want to move the notch frequencies up. And but it's still it's the 12 vortexes are Those are the torque curves to get them. And if you study the email on Echo, you can maybe work with those guys with the stuff I've given you, and you know,
yeah,
it will work.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, I have a contact that I figured this out a couple days or so ago. So
yeah.
I think we're clear on most of the stuff, but I do need any direction you can give me on.
By the way, I'm
finished with the model.
How are you doing personally? Are you okay?
Oh, I health, I'm perfect, and all this other stuff. And, you know, most people don't realize that the past 3 years have been a 24/7 job to do this, to teach critical thinking on air.
Oh, sure.
On basically destroying this belief system and getting the law system out, getting people to think and understand how the body works, basically taking over their own health care and all these other items. And I'm just about helping you because of all your efforts, and, you know, because you're the only person out there that was trying to basically save the country, but had the right smarts to do it. All right, so that's all I've been about, and I've just
need
trying to help you.
We can't do it without you, and we can't do it without the station. We can't do it without the lesson. And
absolutely,
if we can get other people to have just a little different piece of thinking, we're going to be successful. And
right.
Because the truth of the matter is, when you talk to the elites, they're worried.
Right. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
All I want you to do, if you can for me, is look at the red and blue images from the Children's Hospital, correlate them to the front and back, and look at John Mike, page 82, for the equation, because Yarrow might give you an email about that. He was
okay.
A little drunk when I talked to him for about 30 seconds, but I just thanked him, and he kind of rolled his eyes and said, oh, my God. So look for a subject line about that if you can, okay?
Yeah.
All right. I know. I'm glad you appreciated it.
That's wonderful.
Good luck on the atomic hydrogen pumps.
Thank you. We'll work on it. No question. Thanks for calling.
Okay. I really appreciate
day.
It, Dr. Parker, and good luck.
Sure. When you place in the idea of municipalities, placing Agenda 21 in the United States under the what's called the ICLEI, which is the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, which is an arm of the United Nations. And then you have these non-governmental organizations who use federal grants. You see, that was the whole thing. The mayors, they instigate their own plans for visioning on this, on local community work. That's what happened with the water. And you take Governor Brown doing his the ceremony this week in California, where he's promoting the speed train. And, of course, the idea of the speed train going over the agricultural areas where they're going to have the solar panels. The senators have been working on that for years. And any way you cut it, he's saying, well, we've worked hard on this, and he doesn't tell the public about the United Nations on the environmental constitution and the whole process of development of the global warming derangement syndrome graphs that show that the energy system, which will be in the process of what is called the temperature change, is actually a hoax. And they're getting away with it. And the idea of the United Nations saying that they own the rainwater and the water vapor, they affect the price of gas. They're actually saying that. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is Parker Pathways. The whole process of the extension, let's say, of thought, the New York Times questioned the 3,000 people that prison have a soul. 45% said yes, and 35% said no, that type of thing. But the idea brings up the question, do you want the Earth and people geoengineered? In other words, I'm just presenting it. If you have so-called evil people, let's say, from a metaphysical point of view, have a separateness. They usually have a super egotistical will that really points that certain souls could reach a level of consciousness where they need to experience that extreme materialism. So they try to think in terms that maybe their soul progresses to a higher spiritual state. I'm just saying. So if you had, let's say, without the illusion, of a separate identity and a byproduct of self-will, you could have a universal one life that would remain as one life without creation, let's say, without human life or other forms of life. That would be part of your thinking. See, if you think that this might be an abstract discussion, it's not. That's the basis of how algorithms are written for determination of investment today. In other words, the concept of the artificial intelligence making decisions based upon value, the value being based upon mathematics. Well, this is the direction that we're taking with humans on the planet, you see. So you have, this has everything to do with survival. If you have the self-will versus the destiny argument, that's the determination of this. You could have a duality of separateness, for instance, in my opinion. You could have love or oneness that could be far more valuable than the separateness or the resulting loneliness. You could have evil based upon extreme separateness, which is exactly what's going on now in terms of geoengineering. No one's making that up. So it's a question of what really exists. Is there only the will of creation, or is it an illusion? Is the actual geoengineering as a part of the illusion, or is it a part of the determination of the soul having destiny? Or is it really destiny rather than illusion of a self-will? I'm just giving you that. So how is it determined the end of life? In the determination of the fact that when you determine the formation of life and the ending directive for end of life, to now be controlled by the government to detail what your will is. The will, the inner soul of yourself, with the will we're talking about, not the legal will. It's something for you to think about, in my opinion. And there's a sense of these are real issues that have to go to another level. Because what's going on now, as we are discussing this, in the terms of the formation of the geoengineering of the human and the world, we're at a real world crossroad. And there's a fellow that I was going to talk about, Victor Davis Hanson out of Stanford University, and he's the author of a book called The Second World Wars, how the first global conflict was fought and won. And I think his book is coming out. I've seen the advance, but I think it's in October. But his whole position is that how wonderful fracking is for us in terms of economics. The whole process of it, but the idea of saying that environmentalists worry about polluting the water table and heightening the seismic activity, through the hydraulic fracking, seems to become more environmentally sensitive each year. And I believe that that's the only comment he has in his very thick book. The rest of it is the national savings of 5 million barrels of imported oil a day, which I can understand. The constraints of Russian President Vladimir Putin is as much a shortage of the petrodollars as a fear of NATO. And I think from the Russian point of view, I believe that's true. But the idea that to permit on federal lands, Indian lands, and the development of achieving In 2017, millions of square miles were off limits to drillers, and now America's close to reaching 10 million barrels of crude oil production a day, the highest in the nation's history. And, of course, Professor Hansen has mentioned this. But he points to a point of saying legally protected property and mineral rights as a new law. And in his book, he's talking about a natural and entrepreneurial spirit and a free market and such a way to develop a new mineral rights system. This is very interesting because the Rapnos case, the Halliburton exception on fracking, that they could damage the water while drilling for the fracking, the formation of the Chesapeake case, which I talked about a few years ago, and I should bring those cases back into Parker Pathways. Now, I know Victor Davis Hanson is a very brilliant man. There's no question, in my opinion, that hands down. But the idea of changing the Energy Information Administration from an environmentally conscious competitor in terms of fracking and cheaper gas at the sake of human life is something that needs to be placed on the table. We need to have another way of looking at life and the determination of the free will system, of the concept of what people think. You take Colorado. They're having a battle over having natural gas as a solution. It burns cleaner than coal, but it's destroying the water. Weld County in Colorado, the Front Range in Colorado, Parachute, Colorado, determination of the fact of how the formation of new forms of chemistry are developing in the oil. I remember when I was looking in my heyday when I felt that I could do it, there was a little town in Colorado which was called Rifle. It was a town that you take you back, you know, to an old-time town, had the little grocery store, and they had some ranches out there. That was a long time ago when I looked at Rifle. Today, Rifle is ruined. The underground natural gas pipelines in Rifle on these high-pressure gas lines is a crime. There's a Democratic representative, Matt Footy, who introduced a bill, HB 1256, in the Democratic-controlled Colorado House, and the lower chamber passed the bill 37-28, but the bill never made it out of committee in the Republican-controlled Senate. Was killed by a 6-5 vote on an April 12th vote. This bill would have had some forms of protection, and how thanks to the rigs are too close to schools, too close to people's homes, they've contaminated their aquifer system. And anyway, prayer wheel of people that have had their land taken by the government. Their children have died. Most of them are in the Midwest. They've got Tennessee, Georgia, Pennsylvania. But in Colorado, excuse me, I'm not even going to give you the number of people in the prayer wheel. It's a 28-day prayer wheel. I just placed in the people and I just asked for your birthday. That's all. That's all confidential. 28 days is the time that your body rejuvenates the cells of your body, you urinate them out, you process chemicals and contamination in the human body from now, of course, it's around the earth. exceeds about 40% of your body, hands down. Fetuses are not being born correctly because people seem to forget that the fetus is connected by the umbilical cord to the mother through the placenta of the womb. So fetuses don't have much of a chance. Too much ammonia has been tested, chlorine, 1-2-3 TCP, chlorophenylphenethol, perchlorate. Now we've got perchlorate 22. It's a now routine test that's being given to fetuses. So you have what you have in terms of the fossil fuel lobby against the United States citizens. You have the change of the determination of the cap and trade based upon the bounty of the auction as to the way you buy that credit. You're still putting a chemistry in there. And they know it. The engineers know it. Congress knows it. And those people, they all have financial interest in this. So it makes it a very difficult game. So it's time to talk about geoengineering. And it's the idea of some of the politicians saying, well, that's where it is, you know. Calabuco volcano in Chile, that actually helps the earth, you know. Meanwhile, on the stock market, you have the water. What I call the water index. An American water unit has acquired Oxbow Marina Mutual Water. Of course, American water is backed by the Germans. And California American Water has completed the acquisition of Oxbow in California just a few weeks ago. And actually, it was on the stock market. That was July 18th. And Oxbow had a lot of arsenic in the water. They still do. And had it for years, actually. And so the idea of having a new arsenic treatment plant is part of the investment. American Water covers 15 million customers in 47 states, as well as Canada. And it's expanding its operations in terms of going into other countries. So you tag that in with Ohio, who have the human sewage spilling into Lake Erie. And the process of that, of course, is a lot of gross material. Pointed out that they have trapped garbage. And the infrastructure bill says it'll create jobs. But the Cleveland storms and the process of the facets of the sewer infrastructure in Ohio matched against $1 trillion in the infrastructure bill, which President Trump has promoted. When I wrote chloramine caused health damage, which is on the front page of RBN, I did a CBO analysis, $16 trillion just for the water, just for the water. The debt at that time was $16 trillion. And, of course, the debt's quite extensive at this time. So we come down to it. The public is looking at it in terms of Clean water is not a priority of corporate America and politicians. But the elected officials, according to the listeners, at least the listeners I have, they're saying that they were elected to protect America and take handouts from the corporations. I have listeners from Ohio. They're saying that Kasich is going to around the country bragging about $2 billion in the bank when he was running for president. And they call him a rhino in Ohio, from the listeners we have. And the infrastructure didn't get anywhere. So it's very bad. You see, there was another listener that contacted me talking about Lake Erie. It's been a problem, and for as long as I can remember, there's chemical pollution from steel plants and tire plants. Been there for years and years. And so it's, and then there was another listener who was telling me about, they were going down the highway and they said they saw a black family that they threw out their trash on the interstate. So, but they were figuring, well, if they call the police and reporting to the police, they you know, wouldn't do any good. It's, you know, they didn't want to be assaulted by the black family. That was another listener. So there are certain points we still come back to the process of, this is a tragedy in Ohio, by the way. It just, it'd take billions and billions of dollars to figure it out. But the whole aspect of how one determines what is a damage and what is not is another view that has to be looked at. And you take Fukushima nuclear reactor. They have water robots who have been looking at it, and of course it shows that melted fuel, nuclear fuel rods, and how long ago they can measure that, you know. So it's it looks like it's been damaged from, you know, for a long time. You take a human being within that structure and trying to look at it through research. There's a nematode. And the nematode is, it's C. elegans. It's been used for, it's a transparent nematode. It's about 7 millimeters in length. And, it lives in temperate soil environments. Now, the C. elegans has been used in genetic research for humans for years because the genetic code is such that you can make progressive epigenetic inheritance studies in C. elegans and be very close to the DNA sequence in humans. Now, what you have here is an experiment that was done in prestigious laboratories. It wanted to test the memory of a temperature spike and what that would be like on the codes within humans. They worked for the C. elegans. And The researchers engineered the C. elegans with the nematode with multiple copies of a transgene which is called M. cherry. Now, M. cherry is connected to a promoter gene which is called DAF-21. And when you kept at 25 degrees, the temperatures, the worms began to fluoresce, and they turned red and had progeny that showed a similarity of expression of the transgenes. Never having experienced the higher temperature. Now that temperature memory had an effect that persisted for seven generations. So when the worms were at 25 degrees for five generations, the memory of the heat wave lasted longer. In other words, the expression level would take as many as 14 generations to return to normal. So in other words, the memory system in the gene transfer, in this case it was DAF-21, as a promoter gene, was in the M. cherry reporter gene and could be a transfer of environmental information. So if the second generation, you can see if the progeny were like their grandparents, that's a sign of Mendelian traits for temperature. So to have inheritance based on temperature adjustments suggesting in this what is called really an epigenetic readjustment has tremendous implications for the determination of how climate change has a memory system rather than an actual system. It's a very interesting study, and it will be epigenetic inheritance in such a way to promote a different way of looking at how the human body is actually taking this all in. A very interesting development in terms of the epigenetics of inheritance of temperature, which is in the brain, which carries through the genetic and the epigenetic genetics of generations. In this case, 14 generations. So you have what is really a call of gene changes, which are also affecting the evolutionary system of instinct. And here we get back to the free will plus destiny concept. Now you take biowarfare. You have researchers in Spain that are using a form of reproduction system for a flow-type test device that can amplify the detection of Yersinia pestis. Now, the formation of the double-strand DNA of Y. pestis is a very difficult agent to work with. But these researchers have developed a solid phase optical assay that can detect in an hour the plague. Now, you think about this in terms that bubonic and pneumonic plague is lethal up to about 60% of all these medical cases, and they usually don't receive treatment time. And the transfer through the water, of course, is tenuous at best. But this particular test has an amplifying synthetic genomic Y. pestis DNA. Now, this is extraordinary in terms of the detecting biowarfare, and has great importance in terms of what's called solid phase detections that are part of PCR primers, they're called. Now, if you geoengineer the Earth for the concept of the new war that's involved and coming, then you're going to have to ask yourself in terms of what's the difference, D-E-F-E-R-E-N-C, of making a choice with each biological agent. Now, this is going to be what is called, of course, the medicine on a chip. And this is the future medicine as it stands, and will be forthcoming, let's say, in another way. That other way will be the Defense Department looking at different ways of which to advance the detection of bioterrorism within your body by nanoparticles. We'll see you at the other end of the bridge, 800-313-9443.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the...
Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and I have just a few minutes left in the second hour, and I want to make sure I get Kevin from New Hampshire. Thank you very much for calling, Kevin. Hello, Kevin. Kevin from New Hampshire? Are you on? Okay, we'll will continue. I hope Kevin from New Hampshire is there. Okay. There's a thought that needs to be placed, I believe, and I'm suggesting that someone be thinking about the difference between communism and socialism, and communism is, of course, you know, it's traced its roots to the Communist Manifesto in an 1848 pamphlet by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, and struggle between economic classes is usually the usual approach, and that's the way they wrote it. Socialism, you know, has a formation of distribution of wealth and a sense of solidarity among working classes, and but there needs to be within the formation of this why would a complete culture with access to the formation of artificial intelligence itself, let's say, be opposing capitalism? It's just a thought. Why would you oppose capitalism when you have it? And, of course, the United Nations has already signed over the idea of environmental development and the International Covenant to take over the body and the process and the human development of human life on the earth, and began the process of geoengineering. So I think that, just as a suggestion, very carefully, to think over in your mind, if socialism and communism is a deference to your very being of self-will, because you would have socialist parties, you know, they became more dominant in Western Europe after major wars. The idea of Islamic socialism, for example, centers on zakat, which is a requirement that pious Muslims give away a portion of their accumulated wealth. But at the same time, they don't pay interest on a contract. I'm just saying, you know, in Sharia law. It's something for you to think about, because the United States is heading for Sharia law, and you should really put a point on the difference between socialism and communism and the geoengineering of your body that has been given over to the United Nations. We'll see you on the third live hour of Parker Pathways. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard, and thank you very much for being here.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're a
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.